The Traveler's Journal, March 16th, saying, see how Spot goes. Like the carry-on schnauzer who rides regally through the airport metal detector, America's pets are on the move. 500,000 cats and dogs took trips on U.S. carriers last year. Traveling with pets has long been commonplace in Europe. In France and Italy, you find them taking mass transit and sitting in restaurants and movie theaters. Even England relaxes long-standing quarantine restrictions and permits dogs from selected countries to enter with their owners. The animals are certified rabies-free with a microchip ID embedded under their skin. Recognizing how many of America's 63 million pet owners want to take their furry loved ones on vacation, major hotel and motel chains, including Howard Johnson, Days Inn, Marriott, and Ramada, have put out welcome mats for friendly felines and convivial canines. The Lowe's chain provides litter boxes and leashes and even has a frequent stay program for pets. Some upscale hotels even woo pet owners with amenities like puppy sitting and dog walking. Several websites can help travelers find pet-friendly lodgings. But pets are still generally non grata at most places. Wise travelers always ask about a property's policy before booking. Flying a pet also presents hassles and risks, especially for Fido's too big to ride in your lap. Congress rejected legislation that would have put stricter rules on the airlines. Finally, not all animals appreciate travel. Cats may not like changes in their environment, nor are all dogs sufficiently social. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.